Election Day 2020 is not only historic because we're selecting a new president, but we're doing it in a pandemic. And in Michigan, with some new changes in effect impacting the way we're voting. This is Lisa Berry, and we're joined now on 89.1 WEMU by Washtenaw County Elections Director Ed Golombewski. And I know, Ed, you and I were both up to see the same sunrise this morning. So we know it's been a busy day, and we're grateful for you to take a few minutes to talk to us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So let's get right to it. How's it been going today?
I think it's been going very well. Of course, you know, voters are very eager. I think many, many precincts here in Washtenaw County had lines early in the day at 7 o'clock when the polls opened. Those lines were relatively quickly put through, and folks were able to cast their ballot efficiently. At this point, most polling locations are not experiencing any significant lines, and the polls remain open until 8 o'clock this evening.
Any threats or concerns about personal safety or security?
You know, honestly, none. It's been a very peaceful day. I've not been made aware of any, you know, of any violence, of any intimidation, of anything that's not normal, basically. Of course, you know, there have been some bumps in the road, and we're called by clerks that have questions about voters and, you know, whether they should be issued a challenge ballot or a regular ballot and things like that. That's the normal course of an election like this. But there hasn't been anything reported to me that's been out of the ordinary.
So how many registered voters are there in Washtenaw County? And do you have a total of how many voted absentee?
Yeah, there's about 318,000 registered voters in Washtenaw County, just a little bit more than that. And there have been, so far, there have been 168,502 absent voter ballots issued. And of those, 161,000 have been returned. So it's about 96, close to 96% of all of the absent voter ballots issued have been returned. Voters registering today, if this is the first time a voter has registered to vote, they're doing it today. Voters can request an absentee ballot in that case. So this number is going to continue to rise just a little bit as voters, you know, in some of the jurisdictions around the county are registering to vote today, and they can do that up until 8 p.m.
And when can you start tabulating those absent voter ballots?
They're processed and counted beginning at 7 o'clock in the morning today. So every city or township that is using an absent voter count board, which is a group of poll workers that is assigned to count absentee ballots all day long. Every one of those jurisdictions started their count boards early this morning, as soon as they were able to, and will be counting all day, and will be reporting election results tonight after 8 p.m. As they complete their counting.
But we keep hearing that those results are going to be late, like maybe even tomorrow or later this week, but that sounds like you might have them sooner.
We'll have some sooner, certainly. We do expect that it will take longer for the absent voter count boards that are counting this incredible volume of absentee ballots to report their results to us, but they will be coming over the course of the evening, you know, as those count boards finish their work. So we will see absentee results this evening, maybe not 100% of those absentee results, you know, before midnight at least, but we will see some rolling in as they're reported to us. We will make them available at washtenaw.org/elections. Voters and folks can see all of the election results reported there as we receive them. And again, the Secretary of State and election officials everywhere in the state have been urging voters and the public to be patient because, again, it might take a little bit longer for us to get to 100% of precincts reported, but the results will be coming after 8 p.m., and they will continue until we're absolutely done. No one's going home until we're done reporting.
What is your prediction for voter turnout?
That's a great question. I think we're experiencing record turnout this election, certainly in the last, you know, the last number of years and in recent presidential election history. Certainly, I'm not ready to put an absolute pinpoint on it right now, but if you look back at the turnout that we've had in previous election years here, presidential election years, it's usually around 66% or so, 67%. I think we're certainly are looking at higher turnout than that, probably into the 70% range, but I'm not ready to tell you exactly. There's still a large unknown for the number of people that are continuing to come and vote in person. And again, there's been a very robust turnout today so far with voters coming to vote in person. And of course, we've got an absolutely record-smashing number of voters that have participated by absent voter ballot this time.
But you're thinking, it's your sense, that this will be an all-time voting record for Washtenaw County ever?
Well, I'm not. As far as the turnout percentage is concerned, I'm not ready to say that it's an all-time record going back to the very beginning of elections here. But what I am saying is that certainly in recent history, this does appear to be a record-setting turnout. And certainly just looking at the total number of ballots cast, this will be a record, certainly. Of course, the population of the county has grown. The number of registered voters continues to grow over time. And this will certainly be the most ballots cast here in Washtenaw County in history. Yes.
That is Washtenaw County Director of Elections Ed Golombewski. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to our WEMU listeners on this historic election day.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.